Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 9th, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. And we're here as usual on Monday nights for New Earth Support Team. This is our weekly call where we come together to help move along the Great Aquarian Age Awakening on planet Earth and receive benefit for ourselves as well. Everybody wins. So there's always someone new, so I'll tell you what's up. So after this little intro, I'm sitting in front of my shamanic mesa, which is an altar on the floor. And then I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call in many allies of love and light. You may not recognize all these allies, but every single one is high vibration and benevolent intent, all beings we can work with easily and trust. We'll set a solid sacred container so we have good energy to work with and a safe process. And after the container is set, I'll invite you to join me in embodied awakening. We can call this in very quickly and easily using the embodied awakening invocation. And that'll be fairly brief. Once we can feel like we're all in a good space there, either fully or partially in embodied awakening, then we'll turn it over to the allies and they will take it from there. What's been happening very consistently over many recent calls is that the process is not so much we are visualizing and sending energy as humans, but we are relaxing and receiving healing and awakening ourselves. And each of us is acting as a surrogate for the collective, which means whatever healing or awakening each of us individually receives is multiplied and transmitted down to many other beings. So it's pretty cool. Like I said, everybody wins. So that's what we're up to. When we jump in, I do make two requests of you if you're going to be part of this event, whether you're live or on the recording afterward. First is I do ask that you do only this, so please no multitasking. And if you cannot do this right now, if you're a member of Awakening Plus, you can always get into the archive later and access it after the fact at your convenience. And if you are a part of the process and must leave prior to us closing the sacred space, then I request that you simply ask the allies to ease you out of the sacred container. Again, even if you're on the recording, please do this, and then you'll be able to be removed without disrupting the rest of us. This may seem like a strange request if you're not used to this sort of thing, but we all co-create the space, and your energy will be felt by everyone else, at least subtly, even if you're on the recording. So that's the reason I make these requests. We are not, there's no sidelines, there's no stands here. Everyone's on the field, everyone's affecting what's happening here, even beyond time and space. So that's how we work. So I'm going to remove my glasses and we're going to get into our process. So I request that you relax now and close your eyes. I'm going to call directions and allies. As I do this, I recommend that you relax and simply be passive, and if you can feel energy inside you moving and responding to what I'm doing, just relax and let the energy move. Be passive otherwise. If you can't feel the internal stuff happening, then at least feel the breath coming and going again. No breath control. Let it do its thing on its own. Thank you, and here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amo Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call our elemental allies. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have our sacred container. Now I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening. Again, an explanation for those who are new to this. This invocation calls your higher self to join you in your physical body. You might think of your body as a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. At any point, your ego does not like your divine's driving. You can immediately slide back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego's back in control instantly. Therefore, there is no risk, and you can do this safely and comfortably. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you can simply know what to do through intuition more, and there can be more bliss. So Let's try it on. In a moment, I'm going to have you speak directly to your higher self, the divine being that created your human self. And let's go ahead and speak to it in a second. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and relax into passivity. Your only job from the ego now is to be passive. And if you can feel energy moving in your body, then passively note what's happening as a spectator or merging with what's happening, but your ego is allowing. If you cannot feel the energy moving inside you, that's okay. In that case, you simply feel the breath come and go whenever it wants to. No breath control. You are passive. Just observing what's happening anyway with the breath. So if you can feel the energy, do that. If not, feel breath. Starting now. If you become distracted while doing this invocation, that's okay. If that happens, do not fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. If you fight it, it would only grow stronger. Instead, treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. Let it do its thing, and you relax back into feeling energy or breath. Finally, we can play with how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath happening. Let's play with this for just a moment. I invite you for just a moment to drop to no effort at all and simply exist, starting now. If at this zero effort state, you have awareness of energy or breath anyway, then zero is all you need. Stay there. If at zero effort, you've lost your focus point, then start adding very tiny bits of effort back, very small amounts, until you've added barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. And then rest in that little sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel this. The less energy, the less effort that gets the job done, the better. And then just relax and feel. The idea here is that your ego is passive. You have invoked your higher self to do this for you. And your ego's job is simply to relax and allow the divine to awaken you as a gift. And the effort the ego makes beyond simple awareness will actually get in the way of the process. You would be invoking free will if you put any effort forth to do it yourself at the human level. And that would cause your divine to be forced to stop what it's doing. You can invoke the law of free will, which it must honor. And then you won't get the awakening because your ego cannot awaken itself. You can only receive it as a gift from your higher part. So chill, relax, let your divine awaken you. It always comes when you call. It's always happy to bring you to the highest level of awakening that serves your highest good each time you do this. So I'm starting to feel some really nice energy in my body. When I lead this process, I'm feeling the composite of what's happening to everyone, live or even on the recording. So that lets me know many of us are already in embodied awakening. So let me tell you how to know if you've hit it. It's very simple. It's when you can answer yes to this question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state holds itself automatically. See if that's true. If it is, if you're in embodied awakening, just relax, be, enjoy the state. You're serving the rest of us by holding that state, whether you're live or on the recording. Again, remember, your influence works beyond space and time to anyone who is doing this process, ever has done it, or ever will do it for this particular call. You're not yet in embodied awakening, then relax, be passive, let your divine do this for you, and use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel the energy moving or to feel your breath. Yeah, I can perceive more and more people getting into that sweet embodied awakening state. The divine is watching you carefully. It's going to give you as much awakening as you can accommodate at this time. This is a technique you could continue using for the rest of your life, and it can continue to awaken you more and more deeply as your capacity to hold more consciousness increases over time. We'll give just a little more time for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to move as deeply as they can. By the way, you don't have to get all the way there. Even if you just get to where there's less mental chatter, less challenging emotion, a little more peacefulness, that's a good step in the right direction. Even a little bit of embodied awakening is better than less. So just do the best you can, relax and open and receive as completely as you can. And if you don't get all the way there this time, then maybe you'll get a little further along next time. It's not a competition. And I promise if you persist, you will get better at it. Even if you get all the way to embodied awakening and you meet all these criteria, the awakening can always deepen in ways you couldn't even imagine. As the great teacher Adyashanti, great non-dual teacher, said, "You have an awakening and it's what you were expecting. It's not a real awakening. There always is a surprise." Okay, now I feel the allies starting our process. So however far you got, fully into embodied awakening or a little bit, or even if you didn't feel a difference, you're still part of the team here. So now, I'll speak to the allies on our behalf. Allies, we come in a spirit of service, service to other. We come to assist in the great Aquarian Age awakening on planet Earth. We ask that you make use of us in whatever way serves highest good of all, including those of us who have come to serve. We can help process some heavy energy for the collective. If we can have an awakening that helps others awaken, you can have some sort of experience that is in any way helpful to the great planetary uplift, then we're happy to serve in whatever way serves highest good. Let it be so. Is there something better? Thank you, allies. And the allies take it from here. So from this point forward, and by the way, this whole process tends to last a little less than an hour. Each of us now may have a different experience because even though we're working here as a group, the allies are quite aware of each of us individually, and each of us will receive that healing or awakening or experience that will best serve not only you, but the collective awakening we are here to serve. My encouragement is to relax. Do not attempt to control the process. Again, if your ego jumps in and tries to manage things, the divine will have to back away. and you'll get less benefit, and the collective awakening will receive less benefit. The only exception to that would be if you are clearly, intuitively guided to do a certain thing. That, of course, you should do. But please don't initiate anything because your ego thinks it's a good idea. And if you can't discriminate between those two things, just stay passive. So relax, allow. If you have a healing process and heavy energy is being processed through you, it may be unpleasant, but I guarantee it will not overwhelm you. In all the years I've been leading this kind of work, no one's ever gotten overwhelmed, my knowledge. And my belief is that our process does not allow overwhelm. So you don't have to worry about that. You can relax, and anything that feels challenging will not be over the top. If you relax and just be, the allies will move it through and take care of everything needed to process it completely, so no trace remains by the time we're done. You may also move into sweet states of bliss, ecstasy, euphoria. That also will not be too much, and you can relax and fully move into whatever experience you're having. There are times when I will describe what I feel happening in me, which will be indicative of what many on the call are experiencing. But if you're experiencing something different, please do not try to match my description. Stay with your process, even if it's different than what I'm describing. That should be enough instruction to get us started. There also may be periods of silence where I'm sitting for a while without saying anything. In that case, just relax and go with your process. As a reminder, once again, please do only this while we're in the sacred space. And please, if you must leave before I have closed the sacred container, ask the allies to gently ease you out. Thank you so much. So I'm noticing my body is shaking a little bit. And when heavy energy is moving through, your body may shake or tremble or vibrate. You may cry or holler or scream. You don't have to worry about being overheard because you are muted and no one is going to hear you. So whatever your body needs to do to move through something is okay, including physically moving, or if you've got some heavy stuff coming up, you know, jumping up and down or pounding your fists on something. Again, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but allow your body to do whatever it needs to do to move through things. The body is very smart and knows how to clear things if your ego doesn't get in the way. And you can also move things through sitting silently and not making a sound. Just allow things to do what they want to do, if you possibly can. Some of us have great experience and ability to move lots of heavy energy from the collective through our bodies. Those of us will be given more of that. Some of us can hardly move our own stuff, so those will not be given any energy from the collective. So again, the divines perceive each of us clearly live or on the recording and will give each of us the appropriate service role that we're ready for. Let go and allow the process, whatever it is. You're in a safe container. You're in good hands. Their service is deeply appreciated by the Divine Allies. Now I'm feeling my body much more as vibrating energy. Still the same body it was, but my perspective has shifted. I'm now more divinely conscious, thanks to the allies, and from this little bit higher divine perspective, I'm now perceiving my body more like energy. If you're fairly new to this sort of thing, the initial challenges tend to be A, being passive enough, really letting go, really letting this divine intelligence move energy in the way that serves highest good. The other challenge can be being patient enough. And once you are passive, just leaving enough time for the divine to work its magic. I encourage you to be passive, be patient, and the blessings will come. The allies are asking me to explain why I've chosen this path of global service. I'm doing this all over Zoom instead of getting out on the street. It's the as within, so without principle. A person can have a sincere desire to help bring global peace and awakening, but if they have not brought peace within themselves, and they will project out into the world whatever disharmony is still within them. So my particular role is to help people develop and stabilize and deepen that inner peace. And then if they are doing external service work out in the world, that work will be far more effective. If what I do can help you awaken more deeply, then you will be a more powerful and potent and helpful conduit of service energy. And whatever you do will be more effective to help the global awakening along. There are many others doing equally valuable service that is more out there, physical and action-oriented, and each serves as called. All the forms of service are important and helpful. And once each of us has awakened enough, then we will be intuitively guided, and each of us will know in each moment what our optimal service is in that moment. When you have not awakened deeply enough, then you allow yourself to be guided by others. Once you awaken sufficiently, you get your orders from within yourself. And not even orders. Divine doesn't work that way. When you're on the path of service to other, path of love and light, you're offered suggestions. And I, for one, tend to follow them because things work out better when I do. I invite you to be passive, to let your ego relax, and to just go with the flow of whatever healing or awakening or process spontaneously comes to you. Reminding you that we're in safe space. We're being held in the arms of many beautiful high vibration beings. And only your highest good will be served by this service. And many will benefit. Because you were willing to show up here and do your best. Perfection is not expected or even possible here. We just do our best, and that's good enough. So I just had a pretty noticeable vibration shift. It went way deeper. My body's more still now. It's not physically shaking like it was, but I am feeling a steady pulsation within. Almost like a divine heartbeat. I'm just relaxing into this more ecstatic state of being. And as I relax into it, the sense of an individual me becomes less, and the sense of just being a field of energy increases. It's kind of like a dimmer switch, just gradually a little less individual awareness. A little more blended field awareness. Those of us on this call, live or on the recording, are part of this field, and so are all these beautiful allies of love and light who are helping us. And I'm also perceiving many other beautiful beings of service. I'm getting a sense now of a vast, unfathomable number of beings around the earth, all here to support the Great Awakening, and it is so much thicker and more populated than the last time I was made aware of this. It's just, the number is so huge, I couldn't even verbalize it. But huge number of beings around Earth, all supporting this beautiful awakening that's happening. We're part of the gang. What a privilege. So whatever you're aware of, whether it's just your individual self, whether you're feeling this little blended field that we Awakening Plus folks are doing, if you're aware of the beings around the planet, perhaps you're even conscious of merging with the consciousness of Earth herself, Gaia, Pachamama, whatever you call her. The more deeper one's awakening is, the more of all that one can be aware of. And just whatever you're feeling is perfect for now. But know that over time, your awakening can deepen and your consciousness can go more and more over time. The biggest room in the world is room for improvement, room for growth. So it just got even sweeter, subtler, more ecstatic. It's a very subtle ecstasy, but it's quite visible, quite notable. I invite you to relax into this deeper vibration. It's very deep and blissful, yet it is kind of intense all at the same time. So just relax into it. If it feels a little over the top, then relax more. If you're really open to it, then you will be made, so to speak, large enough to contain it comfortably. In the context Awakening Plus works in, if you've encountered an energy, you are ready for it, or you wouldn't be aware of it in the first place. Nothing is ever forced here. Each person is given their own unique, individualized experience always. So whatever you experience here, you're ready. And if you just relax into it and allow it, it'll be just fine. I'm really feeling our blended field very, very prominently. As a reminder, we're not through any egoic willpower doing anything. We're not sending energy to Earth. We're not visualizing. We're not being proactive from the ego in any way right now. We are relaxing. We're being passive. And we're allowing the beautiful divine energy here to make use of us. As I said earlier, if you have very clear, unmistakable intuitive guidance to be doing something, that of course should be done. But please, no action initiated by ego without clear divine instruction. Yeah, that feeling is so sweet. I invite you to relax and enjoy this. And the more you just relax into it, it subtly deepens. This is the nature of awakening, like I talked about with Adyashanti's quote earlier. It's wonderful in ways you could never have anticipated, and often in ways you can't verbalize, but you know it when you feel it. You just relax, allow, be. Yep, a little deeper still. So most of us are doing a great job. I am aware of a little bit of effort in the field from somebody. I don't know if you're on the call live or on the recording. Just know there's a little sense of effort from ego that is slowing things down a bit. And with a blended field like this, even one person who's a little off kind of slows everybody down. So if you are putting forth any kind of effort here, I invite you to relax and become passive again. Just relax and allow. Just try letting the divine lead you. Try a passive ego for just a moment and see if that doesn't feel better. Yeah, it's softening now. Thank you. If you're not accustomed to a relax and allow process like this, I know it's a little unusual, but this is how the allies have asked us to work. And I'm all about following their lead. We used to do it differently. A long time ago, we were visualizing and sending energy on these kind of calls, but now we've evolved into passivity and allowing. which is really a more advanced, more helpful way of working, at least for us. Thank you. It's now more open. It's going deeper. We're working well as a team. It's a co-creation. What each of us does live around the recording affects everybody else. And everyone's doing a great job right now. Thank you. Yeah, I just feel like a blissful field of vibrating energy. Sometimes on a call like this, you'll be in more than one place. Right now, almost all of me is in the blended field, but a small percentage of my awareness is in my individual physical body. A small percentage of me is aware of my own individual divine being. But the vast majority, well over 90%, is just in the blended field. And if you relax and allow, the appropriate percentage of awareness will be put in each part as needed. Unless we only have one thing aware of at a time, but my experience was as awakening deepened, spirit would naturally put me in more than one place at a time, and it just happened automatically. It was effortless. I think the most I've ever been is 5 levels at once, effortlessly holding all 5. Right now I got 3. But again, it's not a contest. I'm just noting something that might or might not happen for you. And I would encourage you not to try to make it happen. We don't want to get into effort here. But just noting something that might have already happened to you or might happen in the future, and just giving you a heads up in case it shows up. It will happen spontaneously if and when you're ready. And I'm very clearly feeling our field, the group field we've created collectively, merging with the vibration of planet Earth and the vibration we're holding as a law, as an Awakening Plus group, has merged fully with the Earth, and our vibrations are being shared with the entire planet. And through the intelligence of the divine, this energy is going right to all the beings who can benefit from the vibration we're holding. Our role is to remain passive from the ego. Simply be, simply allow. And the divine is handling everything else. I'm still in a deep state of ecstasy, viewing myself almost entirely as energy, as a field of divine bliss. I invite you to open and relax and have whatever your experience is. I remind you once again, don't try to match what I'm describing. If your experience is different, let it be whatever it is. This is something of a change of pace. In our last few calls, it's been more about a lot of heavy energy all night. But this call is a lot more focused on just this deepening bliss. The others are saying, We wanted to load it more bliss tonight. We didn't want to discourage any of you who've been showing up for the more challenging calls. And this thing, and this bliss is what serves the collective tonight. So I'm feeling a shift happening, gradually increasing awareness of my physical body. A very clear perception of this high ecstatic divine energy now saturating my physical part. And giving me as much upgrade as I am ready for. I invite you also to relax and allow your physical vehicle to be saturated with its higher vibration energy. Let it be a both and. Know that you can hold this ecstatic energy in your physical body as you go through your physical day. The Awakening Plus membership and processes are designed to help you walk between the worlds, be the marriage of heaven and earth, function in your daily human life in an ever-deepening state of awakening. My eyes are open now. And the others are saying it's time to call the directions. So we'll do that. Just continue being in your process, wherever it may be. Thank you, Allah. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Thank you for allowing me to be a conduit for this work. And thanks to all here who have been conduits for this work. So again, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please stay with them. As long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Yeah, the container is closed. We just mentioned to those of you who are not members of Awakening Plus that you are invited to check out the membership. We have a $1 for 30-day trial. You have full membership privileges during that time. And that includes about half our calls are only open to members only. I mean, the Monday night's always for anyone, but most of our Wednesday night calls are members only, and there's a whole variety of those. The archive is now over 350 archived events, each one of which carries the full power of the live event it was recorded from. Everything from very soft and gentle things to very intense, high-powered shamanic stuff that'll clear a lot of heavy energy from you. And lots of guest presenters, lots of good stuff in there. We have two courses. The 16-part Invocation Masterclass goes deep with how to call in energies to help you and others. We've got a new Awakening Plus self-guided course. We can use this very powerful form of therapy to isolate traumas and heal them once and for all, possibly. Other good stuff, too. So, again, check out awakeningpluspos.com and try that dollar for 30 days. If you like it, just hang around and you'll be auto-billed $19 a month. If that's too much, then just email me and let me know, and you can have it for $9 a month. So that's how it works. My goal here is to create a service, a membership that can really help people with their healing and awakening and service at a super affordable price. If anyone's interested in working with me personally, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So that's all the announcements. So now we're going to open it up to any feedback. If you have other things you need to do, you're welcome to depart at this point, and you're welcome to hang around if you'd like to be part of the discussion or hear what others are saying or typing. So let me allow unmuting. Okay, anyone can now unmute themselves on the live call. If you're on Zoom, the internet, just click the microphone icon with the red stripe, and it'll allow you to speak. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. So, and if no one talks for a while, then the energy is still sweet. We can enjoy that a little while longer. So I'll just share some of what's been typed while we're waiting for a live speaker. Paula said, happy Lionsgate. Vanessa, thank you to all. Many blessings. Have a beautiful evening. Kathy said, extremely blissful. Paula says, I didn't get an email today for some reason, but I used the one from last week at session. Yeah, I sent the email out mid to late afternoon today. So sorry if I didn't come in a prompt way. And that's all the, it says two new messages. Let's go and get to them. Marla or Maria typed many thanks, blessings to all. Brian says, much thanks, infinite blessings, everyone. Jeannie says, needed this gentle healing after a stressful day. Thank you for putting this in place for all of us, Benjamin. You're welcome, Jeannie. And that's all the chat so far. And welcome anyone who is wishing to unmute, who's live on the call, and share your experience or your questions or whatever you're called to share right now, as long as it's relevant to what we're doing. Hey, this is Vivian. Hi, Vivian.
Hello, everyone. I've got a bit of a chest cold today, so it took me a little bit of settling with the symptoms rattling around. But I'm actually at my son's house, and this is Salt, who joined us.
Hi. Sweet.
Anyway, he joined me for quite a bit of the time. And then as I really settled in deeper, I had the experience that a lioness came and nuzzled right in around my chest and right down my body, which was such a lovely feeling. And I'd actually forgotten it was the Lion's Gate. I knew we were into the Leo, but I'd forgotten about this new moon. So I thought I'd mention that kind of the presence of the lion was very, very nice.
Nice. Yeah, I called some big cats, but I didn't call a lion.
Came in anyway.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you again from all the way from Australia. Okay. I just finished the book, Mutant Message Down Under, which was written by a woman who went to Australia and went on a walkabout with some Aborigines, and it's a very powerful spiritual experiences. So I just visited your country through a book. Thank you.
This is Marla.
Hi, Marla.
Hi, Benjamin. I'm very delighted to be here. It was really wonderful tonight. It's always very wonderful, but I had a very good time. Mm. I was also visited by the lion, a lion, and it was really delicious. It was like my body became the lion's body. Mm. So it was feeling really powerful and beautiful and glorious. So I'm just basking in that. And I did have some mental distraction. And then at one point you said, be passive and patient and let the blessings come. Mm-hmm. And then I used that sort of became like a nice anchor for me because I was getting a lot of mental distraction. And then I would just, you know, return to the passivity and the patience, and then it would just go deeper and really physically activated. So it was very thrilling. And I think I'm celebrating a year being here. I think it's like sometime around this time that I joined this last year. So thank you for that. It's been a great year of consistently receiving so much through these calls. So thank you.
Thank you, Marla. I'm so glad you hung around and blessed us with your presence. Thank you very much. Yeah, I didn't perceive any lion energy tonight. I'm glad y'all are getting it. Reminds me of some times when I was getting a lot of jaguar energy, and it actually wasn't happening so much in ayahuasca ceremonies. It was happening when I was doing breathwork, shamanic breathwork practices. And I remember it was in at a wild man gathering where there was a bunch of men gathered for the weekend, and we were doing live breath work with live music, and I became a jaguar, and I was walking around on all fours, and I was so embodying that jaguar energy. It was real intense. So I have fond memories of merging with big cat energy too. I'm glad y'all got some lion energy tonight. So let's see. Jeannie typed, Mutant Message is a great book. In fact, I just reserved the sequel from the library. I'm looking forward to reading the follow-up book that she wrote. Elle typed, gentle and blissful, went pretty deep, very sweet. Blessings to all. Many thanks, Benjamin. Thanks for being here, Elle. We had about 50 people on the call tonight. So grateful to all of you who show up live, all of you who show up on the recording. Equally grateful for all of you guys. Any other feedback? So Deanna typed, thank you all y'all. I was out for most of it, but that means much healing this evening. Nice. Yeah, if you have a period of unconsciousness or blackout or seeming to fall asleep, it usually means a part of you was in there having the experience, but your human personality wasn't quite ready for what was happening. And so it was put under spiritual anesthesia for a little while. If that happens to you, just persevere, keep showing up, and over time, your human self will develop the capacity to hold consciousness at those levels. But sometimes it can take a little while of falling unconscious before you can kind of consistently be able to hold those levels in awareness. I went through that a lot in my own years of doing this kind of work. Each of us comes in with a different setup, different levels of awareness that we've achieved in prior lives or through whatever means, and it's all perfect. Each of us is having exactly the experience we need. It's not a competition. And if there's any competition, it's only with yourself. Just, wow, can I work in more deeply? Can I serve with greater capacity? To me, that's what it's all about. A friendly self-competition. If you want to put it in a competitive framework, you just say, I'm just being, whatever mental framework works for you is a good framework. Anything else? Just want to express a moment of appreciation from Akisala. A while back, it was her influence that inspired me to start leaving these periods after the call. For a while, I would just, the call was done, we'd shut it down, it was over. And she said, why don't we hang out and let people give input? I said, oh, that's actually a good idea. Let's do that. And so that turned into what we do now, which is hang out for a while after each call. So thank you, Magisela, for your inspiration on that. All right, so last call for feedback. Okay. So as always, so grateful to each and every one of you for being here, whether you're live or on the recording, you're equally welcome, equally helpful. And so grateful that you chose to take some of your time to have this experience with us. We all co-created together. The more of us that come together in this good way, the more powerful the service becomes. So thank you. Thank you. Again, it's August 9th, 2021. In two nights, members only, we're going to have a call for healing, immunity, and awakening. And then every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we're all here. Anyone's welcome to show up and be part of this service process. And again, if you are not yet a member, check out awakeningplus.com for my services, astroshaman.com. And we'll be here again soon. Thank you all very much. Be well.